I greet you in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled Uncertain Times. Uncertain times is a stock phrase constantly used by the media and advertisers during this time of the coronavirus pandemic. But it is misleading, as much of the media is prone to be. It implies that, quote-unquote, normal times are certain, which is never the case. Often the phrase uncertain times is used in reference to the economy. But the Bible has long said not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, 1 Timothy 6:17. Riches are always uncertain, not just at this time, but at all times. There's nothing new under the sun here. Life is uncertain at every point, including whether we will take another breath. Proverbs 27:1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." Humble yourself. You don't know. A major theme in the wisdom literature of the Old Testament deals with this issue of uncertainty. Job could not figure out why all this calamity was happening to him. It was all uncertain in his mind. Proverbs says a man's steps are of the Lord, and therefore asks, how then can a man understand his own way? Proverbs 20, verse 24. Ecclesiastes is the most philosophical book in the Bible. The uncertainty of everything leaves the writer with the refrain, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. He begins the book in chapter 1, verse 2, and ends the book in chapter 12, verse 8, with this phrase. The word vanity occurs 37 times in the book. Human ego thinks we control our own destiny, and therefore that we can determine what will be certain. That is just an arrogant assumption. James says that all such boasting is, quote, arrogance and, quote, evil, James 4:16. James says, you do not know what will happen tomorrow, and then adds, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. James 4:14 and 15. Our times are in God's hands. Psalm 31:15. We don't ultimately chart our own course or make our own way. Our ego just thinks so. Our constant refrain should be, if the Lord wills. Certainly, in this world, certainty is found only in God and His truth. Nothing else is certain. Even death itself is not certain. We always say only two things are certain, death and taxes. Really, not so much. Even death is not certain. Because in truth, Jesus may come in our lifetime, and for those in Christ, they will be instantly transformed and caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Are you ready for this? Without dying. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. How wonderful is the certainty that is found in God and His Word. His Word is certain. His promises are certain. In Christ, all that God has promised is certain. In uncertain times, this alone is the place of true certainty. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. 2 Peter 1, 2-4, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Praise the Lord for these exceedingly great and precious promises. This is the place of certainty. Lord, we thank you for the stability and the certainty that we find in Jesus Christ, not to be found anywhere else in this world. So we just want to thank you for who you are and for the stability and the certainty that we know as the people of God today. Lord, establish us and strengthen us in our faith. Encourage us in our walk. Help us to keep our eyes upon you today. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.